How you are doing today? Doing good? Are you happy to be here today? All right. You know something? Before we begin, there's something special today that's going to happen here. You know what that is? All right, I will share with you, okay? Today we have six guys who are going to come forward today and receive Jesus for the very first time. And their names are Franklin, Sophia, Carson, Dexton, Jude, and Teddy. These six guys, they will come today and receive Jesus in a very special way. And it's something that you all will do when you grow up, okay? When you grow up a little bit, Jesus Christ will come to your heart in a very special way. So today I would like to talk to you about the readings of today. So imagine Jesus Christ came to the world. He was moving about doing a lot of good works, right? Healing people and giving some food to eat. Those who were blind, he made them to see. Those who were dead, he raised them to new life. And he did all of this, but some guys were jealous of him. When they got jealous of him, they looked for ways to kill him. And they killed him. And Jesus had disciples. He had people who were following him, learning from him. And when he died, these disciples, they were scared. They were angry, they were afraid, and therefore they went and locked themselves in a room. Imagine that. Because they were afraid that the people who killed Jesus would kill them also. And therefore, when they were in the room, suddenly something happened, strange. Jesus appeared. Can you believe that? Jesus appeared to them, and they were afraid, and he told them, "Peace be with you." When he told them this, he had a conversation with them, and he asked them, "Do you have food for me to eat?" They gave him fish and bread, and he ate with them and gave them the mandate that they should go and be his witnesses. Isn't that amazing? That is a good story, right? Jesus also comes to us every time we pray. Every time we pray, he comes to us, even though invisible. We cannot see him, but he is there. So I will share with you, when you come to Mass like this with your parents, Jesus is present. Jesus tells us that where two or three people are gathered in my name, I am present with them. So Jesus is present because we are so many here, right? And also, when we read the Word of God, the Bible, we're reading the Word of God, and Jesus is present in the Word. Because we hear that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And that Word is Jesus Christ. And another way, Jesus is also present in the person of the priest who represents Jesus Christ. And the last way, Jesus is present on this altar when I will consecrate the bread and the wine. It will become the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, and our friends will receive it, our parents will receive Jesus. And you will come forward and we'll give you a blessing, and you receive Jesus spiritually. Looking forward to when you will also receive him in the form of bread. So dear friends, when you go home today with your parents, and you are eating dinner together or any meal together, are there any things you would tell your parents about this gospel today? Yes. Oh, that is wonderful. She said when they are eating dinner, they discuss about what was your favorite part of the day. What made the highlight of your day today? So it's a beautiful way, right? Yes.
When they have dinner, they pray together. Beautiful.
Who else? What do you do when you have dinner together with the family? You eat. Very important, okay? Yeah. What do you do at dinner? What do you talk about with your parents? You talk about Jesus. Wonderful. Yes. You pray. That is all good, okay? But today, in a very special way, when you go today, you are having a meal with your parents. Talk to them about the story of Jesus. Okay? Tell them that Jesus is present because all of you are eating together and you have prayed together and you are talking about him. All right, guys, just sit quiet. Let me talk to your parents a little bit, okay? Is that okay? Should I? All right, I will tell your parents that you guys are good people, okay? Hello, parents. I will encourage you today to think about the four ways in which Jesus is present with us at every Mass. I spoke to the kids about that. He is present in the faith community. He is present with us when we are gathered together as a family to eat a meal together or to pray. He is in our midst. In that way, if we are aware of Jesus' presence, we will be aware of how we can act. If Jesus is present, we have to act like we are relating with Jesus. In the second way, Jesus is present in the word that we share at Mass. The table of the word is a table where we are nourished with the word of God. When we are nourished with the word of God, it prepares our hearts and our minds to receive him in the Eucharist. And when we receive him in the Eucharist, he empowers us. He comes to us with his Holy Spirit. He gives us the grace we need to be able to carry on our day, being aware that we are Christ bearers, that we are carrying Christ with us, that Jesus Christ is within us. In that way, whether driving on Ritchie Highway or on 95, we know how to react to those crazy drivers, right? I'm carrying Jesus. You can't get me today. So when you encounter such people, just say to yourself, you can't get me. Jesus is in me. That is the way you can conquer such situations. If you encounter that family member who is always pushing so hard to see you angry, say to them, not today. Jesus got my back. And the last way in which Jesus is present with us today is in the person of the priest, in persona Christi. He doesn't come through the priest because the priest is so holy and perfect. Not me. He comes to the priest because he has called that priest. And therefore, Jesus never calls those who are qualified. He qualifies those he has called. He can call each and every one of us. And today, as these young ones come today to receive Jesus Christ, may we all pray for them. Let us pray that Jesus Christ will perform his miracle in their lives. Because this is a moment they will never have again. It will never repeat itself. It comes once in a lifetime. And therefore, if you are here and you never come to church every Sunday, decide to come every Sunday because you like to receive Jesus every week or even every day. So, dear friends in Christ, may this Sunday be an opportunity for us to reunite ourselves, reconnect with Jesus, and make our lives different. And dear friends, as you walk back to your seat, I will tell your parents a last story
Then that's it for the day, okay? You can walk quietly to your seat, all right? To your parents. Walk quietly. No talking. You can only talk about Jesus, okay? So a last story just for fun. Once upon a time, there were two gentlemen from a very good family, good parents, and this family was well known. And these boys grew up at the age of 14. They became very notorious in the community, notorious for the wrong thing. They were always either vandalizing somebody's car or somebody's property. They did everything to be noticed. And therefore, their mother brought these children to the priest. That, "Father, could you pray for our children?" And Father brought them in and talked to them and prayed for them and sent them back home and told them, "In a week's time, you can come back and meet me to talk to you about Easter, so that we can celebrate Easter together." When they came the next week, the priest read to them the gospel, and part of that gospel was the empty tomb, that the disciples went to the tomb and it was empty and Jesus was not present. Immediately, Father read this gospel to one of these two guys. He left that office without any permission, ran back home and met his brother and told his brother, "We are in trouble. Jesus is missing, and they think we are the ones. Jesus is missing from the tomb, and the priest thinks that we are the ones who have taken Jesus." Be notorious for the good things, not the bad things, okay?